Marek Dvach. I would like to discuss tonight two halves, two points. Negator Mechiyas Chametz. We're going to focus on the Chesh Mishpat aspect of Mechiyas Chametz. There's a lot there. But I didn't give a whole series of shirim. Exactly what's done and the problems. I want to focus on two nukudas. One is specifically for this year. This year, Pesach Eshechalias Peshavis. And the second Nakuda is really negated to all years, but possibly is more complicated this year than any other year. I think it's kedai just to know what we do differently this year than any other year, and then we'll see how it plays itself out to Mechiyas Chametz. The Mechavin in Tafmim Gimel says that this year, Toiv Levar B'Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to do Bir Chametz, obviously in Erev Shabbos. Can't do it on Shabbos. The Toiv Levar B'Erev Shabbos Koidim Chatzos. You're supposed to do it before Chatzos. Even though Be'etzem we eat Chametz even Shabbos morning. Friday night we're having a normal Sudim Yat Hashem. For those women who let Shabbos morning, we're going to have a Sudim early in the morning. So Be'etzem we eat Chametz still. Be'etzem if we would be able to burn Chametz on Shabbos, we'd burn Chametz on Shabbos. But obviously you can't. So L'Chaya, you would think that you could do Bir Chametz right before Shkia. Kamash Mulun Machabes, there's no Toiv Levar, you're supposed to do it Koidim Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, and the reason is Kadesh Lo Yavoyu Litois Peshar Shonim. Now we're afraid that if we allow you this year to burn Chometz in the afternoon, you're going to get used to the idea that you're burning Chometz in the afternoon, and next year you're going to forget and think, also you'll burn Chometz in the afternoon. Look, anyway, Pesach doesn't start till the night. So you're going to think that until Yontif starts, you have a right to burn Chometz. So the Mechaber, in order that people shouldn't come to that toys, it's a loy plug, we should always burn chametz in the morning, and this way you'll never have a mistake. The Rama adds on, however, b'yayim ha-shabbos yidvat leno, the bittul that we make, normally we make a bittul at the same time, b'shaz b'yayim ha-chametz, right after b'yayim ha-chametz we make a bittul, that bittul we don't do then, that bittul we can do already on Shabbos. So this year is interesting, you know, like we had Purim Mishulish, different dinim in Eretz Yisrael. We just cut two dinim. We gave you Bir Chometz on Yom Yud Gimel, and we gave you the Bittul of Chometz on Yom Yud Dalet. But I say it's from the Ramah that this Indian that we're afraid that you're going to be Mevatel next year, not at the right time, we're not Choshish for. We're only Choshish Lagabi Bir Chometz. That's the Mechav and Ramah. Shaila is what to do with Mechiras Chametz. When does the Rav sell the Chametz to a guy? Is Mechiras Chametz like the din of Sreifas Chametz? That we do the Sreifas Chametz in the morning, today Shalo Yavoy Litzeis in other years? Or no, do we say that the Mechiras Chametz could be done in the afternoon as well? You see that the Bittul could be done later, so Mechiras Chametz should be done later as well. This is Zechol Avram, he lived about 200 years ago, and he tainted the Mechiras Chametz has to be done in the morning, just like Sreifas Chametz. And he said, what's the reason? He said, what's the chilek between Sreifas Chametz that we're mechayev to do it in the morning and the bittul that we allow you to do on Shabbat? What's the chilek? So tainted the Zechol Avram, he has two chilukim. One chilek, he says, is if you see that anywhere we mevatel the Chametz at night, mikadin you mevatel the Chametz after the bedika. It's toiv, it's a nice thing to do another bittul during the day, by after Sreifas Chametz. It's a good idea, it's a toiv. So he says, for that toiv, Chazal warned Choshish, that if we can allow you to do it at a later time, we're not Choshish for Shema Yavoyu Litzos. Mashen came Sreifas Chametz, that we are afraid of. That's one chilek. And the next chilek he says, which is very geshmak, I think it's the Pasha the chilek, he says that Bishloimo, when you're talking about Sreifas Chametz, what's my choice? My choice is to do it either in the morning or to do it in the afternoon. To do it the following morning is not a choice. So I do it in the afternoon. Next year, I'm going to do Sreifas Chametz in the afternoon. Mashenka, when it comes to Bittul, I'm allowed to do the Bittul Chametz on Shabbos. So what are you afraid of? That next year you're also going to do it in the morning? That you're supposed to do it in the morning. This Shabbos, you're going to be doing it in the morning anyway. So you don't have a chash shem yavoy litzos. We're not telling you to do the bittul in the afternoon Friday. We're telling you to do the bittul taka Shabbos morning. So you'll know, it'll be in minig that every year you'll do the bittul in the morning. So it doesn't pass the chash shem yavoy litzos. Memele tainetel lagabi mechiz chametz. What's my choice? My choice is either to do it in the morning or to do it in the late afternoon. Oh, you're not having a choice to do it on Shabbos. Oh, so now if you're going to do it in the late afternoon, you're going to have a chash and yavoy litzos. And next year, you're also going to do it in the afternoon. My merely time is that the Mechiras Chametz has to be just like Sreifas Chametz, that it has to be done Friday morning. And a lot of poskim discuss this, Ramshik. A lot of poskim discuss this inyan. Ramshik goes with it as well. But the problem that all the poskim have, you have to ask your Rav. I know that Rav Asher Chaim Lieberman does it in the morning. You have to speak to your Rav. But the problem is, if you're going to do it in the morning, the shailas to the, you see, a bunch of tshuvas have shailas. What's going to be a person who has a store? His store is open. Again, there's no problem with eating chametz Friday afternoon. So KFS and co-op, whoever it is, it's going to be open Friday afternoon, selling chametz, selling stam zachen. The store is going to be open. How does he have a right to continue selling chametz that he already sold to a guy with the rav in the morning? Elamai, it wasn't part of the mechiras. And then at the end of the day, he's going to be stuck with a whole bunch, a whole warehouse, a whole store full of chametz that he didn't sell. What's going to be? That's when you can take the shalom. We even save the sudas for Shabbos. We can have people even buying chametz in the afternoon. They're buying to prepare for Shabbos. But the shalom that went, look, that went to the paiskim war. What are you going to do with stores that are open in the afternoon? What should they do? Lagabi the mechira. So there were a few eights given to this problem. Obviously, the easiest eight was the Imar Yoshin says, but the Yevit, Aim Breyer, just make him do a Mechiri afternoon, and we'll worry about the Shemi of Ayolita at a different time. And to have some Meruba and just make it go. That's obviously the easy way. But the Paiskim want to keep this halacha. They want to keep the halacha that you're doing the Mechiri in the morning. So how could we have the Mechiri in the morning yet the store open in the afternoon? So the Imar Yoshin suggests the following. He says, make the kinyonim in the morning and have the zman chalais of the kinyon right before Shabbos. And we know I can make a kinyon now to be chal ach and lamed. I can make a kinyon now to be chal in the afternoon. So make a kinyon with the guy right now to be chal b'saif hayom. That's what he said. And then memela, whatever is in the store b'saif hayom, that's what the kinyon will be chal on. And memela, you have no problem. If he sold it, he sold it. It wasn't part of the kinyon. If he didn't sell it, so right then, a minute before Shabbos, that's when the kinyon will be chal.
Enough people
if
they're
going to
be using the kelim.
Using the
kelim and that night and for the next day.
Oh, if you want to sell the kelim. Well, we try not to sell kelim anyway. You don't want to be tevelim again,
that's
but the belief in the kelim. So if you want to know what to do with even the food you're eating on Shabbos.
Right.
Okay, so rather some poskim suggest, based on the same principle, you can chal achazman, make it chal already tomorrow on Shabbos. You now do mekach or memka on Shabbos, so these poskim shomei, there are poskim of hold, no problem. I did the whole ma'aseh kinyan right now, it's only the chalais, so make the chalais nichal, dal choice, the yoim Shabbos. It's not a problem. By that time, I finish all the sudas, I'm not eating chametz anyway, and that's when it'll be chal. Problem is, you do it, the rikivega holds that there's an ism mekach or memka on Shabbos, even lagabi the chalais. The others as well. There's a hatsi on this. So, Mimela, I'm not talking about that eight. So let's take Shabbos out of the equation. But make the chalois chal a second before Shabbos. So Mimela, by that time, all his visits that he had to be done on Friday was already done. So Imre, sorry.
No.
I'm making a ma'aseh kinyan now on the stuff that's going to be not the ma'aseh. I want it to be chal then. The kinyan will be chal a minute before Shabbos and all the stuff that's left in my store. Yeah, well, this is the whole stuff, and if I take some stuff, it's not going to be a problem with prayer. We'll get to prayer about a different kinesh that they have, but this problem is whatever's left at the end of the day, that's what it should be chal on.
You won't do such a mechira next year.
Okay, so they start howling, why don't we have this same Shem, you're asking very good, but if you hold the Shem Yavar, I guess it's concocted type of a tonight, you're not going to remember to do it next year unless you know why you did that funny tonight. Okay, so Imi Yosha says not to do this Eitzah. His problem, he doesn't like this Eitzah, is because what happens in the afternoon, the guy has a change of heart, he decides, you know what, he wants to back out. We all know if you want to make a Kinyan now, to be Chal Ach Alamed, both sides could be Chayzah to Alamed. So what's going to happen if the guy in the afternoon takes a shot of beer and he decides, you know what, he changed his mind, he's not going to this multi-million-dollar deal, he had enough, who needs the rabbis anyway, and that's it, finished, he's not going through the deal. As long as he has karata, the whole deal is off. So he's afraid, so Bishlam, you make the whole kinyan chalois now.
Does the chashash maybe will have to sell it again? Or is that
no, it's time, the guy will change his mind and then finish. What?
No.
He'll be chayza, you'll find out afterwards that he was chayza.
That I shouldn't do it next year, you made him a chira. No,
too late. You'll find out too late, right before. You find out on Shabbos that he went in front of two Edom and he was crazy on the Mechira. Now what are you going to do? He says the guy could have a change of heart. He says it's a dangerous thing to play around with, and therefore he suggests not to do it. I have my own problems is that when you make a kinyan now to be chal later on, you have a problem on the number of the kinyanim employed. It's called the kinyana. I gave a share about last year about Mechir's comments, why we need so many kinyanim. And at the end of the day, if we would have more kinyanim, we would do that too, because every single kinyan that they do is a machloikis. They have a bunch, 5, 6 kinyanim, depending on the rav that you use. But a lot of them, you're going to have a problem with kosher kinyanim. For example, a kinyan soda, you can't make a kinyan soda now to be chal later on. There's a chesaron of kosher kinyanim. Kinyan odisa pashtis, that's one of the kinyanim that they use. Pashtis, you can't do to be chal later on. Kinyan odisa b'yisoid is odais baldin. You can't say amoida that it will be chal tomorrow. It has to be a fact. The Ran says you can't make a kinyan odisa for tonight because it's either a fact or not a fact. Rashbam argues with the Ran, but you will be losing if you do these type of deals. You will be losing a number of the kinyanim. If you're working with kinyan shtar, in order that the shtar to be kinyan later on, the shtar has to still be ba'ilam. So if let's say the guy gave you back the shtar. Sometimes he deposits everything back with the Rav. He doesn't want to walk away with the package. He says, I trust you. You can hold on to the package. He won't have the kinyan shtar anymore. Or let's say the guy lost the shtar, ripped up the shtar. He doesn't need the shtar. He got paid. He's going to get paid after the end. He doesn't need the shtar. Could be, whatever the case is, you're running into problems. You're going to be losing a bunch of kinyanim. So it's not advisable. Another etzah that the person can give, this is the Das Torah's etzah. His etzah is, what you do is, very similar, but one step better, you make the kinyan mei achshav, the kinyan is completely now, but the kinyan is on whatever Klal Yishmai Gaya will be left over a second before Shabbos, or will be left over tomorrow, whatever it is, that's what I'm doing the kinyan now. We know that that has to come onto Breira, and we know that we don't, not Seymach on Breira for the Raises, only for the Rabbanans. So that's why it's not a problem, I have a new to solve the Raises, you have your Bittel. Anyway, you're being mevatel. Bittel takes care of the raisa. Bittel just doesn't take care of the rabbanon. So be mevatel or your chometz. Now you're not dealing with the raisa anymore. You're only dealing with the rabbanon. And for the rabbanon, it will be mahani, this type of kinyan. You make a kinyan to be chal on all the chometz that you're going to have left over at the time, either when Shabbos starts or at the time the next day, Shabbos morning, whatever it is. Any chometz that's left over, I want it already to be sold now.
What are you
going to sell? Oh, 1 second. Very good. Right. So the Das Torah says that the Bittul will work to take care of the Deraisa, and this Kinyan with Bray will take care of the Rabbanim. The problem is that a lot of places can hold, including the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you can't be Mavatu something that you sell. It's mutually exclusive. Mavatu means that I don't want it, I don't care for it, it's Kafa Da'ara. So why are you selling it? If you don't care for it, why, and better yet, like the Shulchan Rav, why are you trying to get it back after Pesach? If it's worth nothing to you, it's Kavadara, why are you buying it back from the guy? Al-Kokok, you didn't have intention to be Mavato. All you want to be Mavato is all the chametz that you didn't sell to the guy. But the chametz you sold to the guy, you don't want to be Mavato. So Bezoi, where's your bitter? You don't have your bitter, so back to the drawing board, you're dealing with the Deraisa, and this Kinyan, which is relying on Breira, you don't aim Breira for Deraisa.
Be on the side
that
the Kenyan didn't work, then you're being
revoked. So some God of Christ can try to say that, but okay, let me, you're naming on, let me try to explain, you're naming on that the Pshat is, which a lot do, you're naming on that the Pshat, why Bray is Lemani for the right, it's Mani the Rabbanon, is because really it's a Sophic. So for the right it's Loi Mahani, and for the Rabbanon it's Mahani. So you want to say, and it's sad that it was Loi Mahani, then I have my Bittel. Even though it's a shtickle kasha, so why after Pesach are you trying to take repossession of the items? If you want it to be mevati, it shouldn't be
repossessed.
I know, but you can't make a bittul just for 5 days, or 8 days. The bittul is I want it to be kafadara. So if I don't want it, you shouldn't. But even that is not so partial. A lot of places hold that the reason why it's not bittul sofik, it's because it works for the rabbanans, but it doesn't work for the raisas. I mean, betim it shouldn't work, so it doesn't work for the raisas. It's not bittul sofik, bittul zvadai. And the rabbanan it works because Chazal allowed you to do a brera. But it's not bittul sofik. I don't even know if you'll even have your thing. Another.
Give it to the other kasher. I do bittul, it's on makir. So it's not pshat that I'm saying it's ka'afadar, sort of.
I know, but you can't be mevatel it on and have it betrayes hefka if you want to retake possession of it. The place, it's not, it's a shulchan aruch, it's many, many places from Yisus Kasha. It's really good point on the Tfuah Shor. Tfuah Shor says, well, how we do mechiyas chametz, we all know that you now do harama on a deraisa. So he says the same thing, that the bitter works for the deraisa and the mechiyas chametz works for the derabanan. It means we're only dealing with the derabanan, so you'll have to do harama on Yisurei derabanan. Everyone jumps on him, what's going on, you can't do a bittul on the stuff that you sell. Then Masham, the truth Masham tries to be miyashit, but this is, it's a bavista kasha. Another problem why the cheshen of the Masham is problematic is the tshuva of Meshulam Igra, beautiful tshuva. he has dinim on how to do mechias chametz, but chidushim after chidushim, very nice. And on one of his things, he said that you're going to try to do agav. One of the kinyanim that they do is agav. He says you're going to have a problem because agav is machlekes v'shoinim. If agav is kinyan mederabanan or mederaisa, according to Tosis, agav is only a kinyan mederabanan. So he said you're going to be mahani for the rabbanan, but you're still stuck with chametz al deraisa. So what do you fadin? Elamai is out there. You want to rely on the bittul. So he said to Pasha the Cheshbon, he said, you can't rely on the Bittul. Not only that, if you try to be Maktan B'Dirabonon, now you lost the entire Bittul. Because there's a concept, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you now let a cell be Maktish Adav Hashem B'Shusay. So Zivai Tekinin worked for the Rabbonon, so now it belongs to God B'Dirabonon, so it's not B'Shuscha B'Dirabonon. So you won't be able to be Maknit to anybody else, you won't be able to be Maktish it, and then you won't be able to be Mevatel it. Well, maskered, you can't be maskered, you can't be mevatalid either, because it's not peshuscha. And it's going to end up, that you're going to wind up stuck with owning it midaraisa, with no way out to get it to transfer shuyas. You won't be able to give it to anybody else. So he said, you're going to do a kinyan agav, it works with the rabbanon, midaraisa not, and you're going to be stuck and be left with an issa deraisa of vayera, because you won't be able to do a bitta. The bitta won't work on those things that don't belong to you midarabbanon. Elamai, he says, do the bittul before the mechias chametz. Is that he says you can't do, because then when you shas mechias chametz, what are you doing mechias? You're adding mevatel. Elamai, that will undo your bittul. You retake possession if the chametz is in your rishus. When you try to sell it, at that point, it will become yours again, and then you're selling it. And if it only worked the mechias under the one, you're stuck with the deraisa. So now, if you hold like this in Shulam Igra, you're going to have the same problem here. Levite, you hold that this kinyan is relying on Breyer, and Breyer only works for the rabbanans. So it's going to come out that the kinyan worked midrabanan. Midrabanan, itaka, the guy is going to know which chametz he owns, which he doesn't. But midraisa, you're still stuck with it. And you're going to rely on the bittul. The bittul you can't do because now it's ainu b'shuscha. It's already ainu b'shuscha from Friday morning. So now the bittul you're going to do on Shabbos morning is not going to even work on this chametz because it's out of your shus, midrabanan. So you're going to end up the oiva bal yirom midraisa if you try to make a kinyan midrabanan.
Why didn't it be in your shus of the soibite that you have that you own it midraisa?
Okay, that's a Mishulam. I didn't say Mishulam. I could imagine. I don't have the time right now, but I'll discuss here after why it's considered an Ebershevka. So it comes out that this Eitz is really not such a good Eitz either.
Come on, Breyer. I sell him everything. What am I doing? I'm selling him now.
I'm selling you now only that chametz which is remaining tomorrow. So how do I know which chametz is going to remain tomorrow?
What disappears later, he can't be kind of physically.
Why not? He could be kind right now. It's then. It's my kinyan is being done now. The chalos kinyan is being done now. But you're going to limit his kinyan and say no, not on this because this I'm going to eat tomorrow. Oh, but this yes. How do you know this not this yeah? Because you have to come on to bread tomorrow. I'll know lemafreya which was here b'shas the part of the kinyan and which wasn't. So you come on to bread. It doesn't work for the raisa.
Isn't there a machlokes over kinyan d'rabanan to mahani d'raisa or not?
Correct. Yes. I don't want to go into it. Yes. But if you're kinyan d'rabanan mahani d'raisa, then it'll be much better. But that itself is not mufkam. A lot hold the kinyan d'rabanan is not mahani d'raisa. So you're not gonna. It's not gonna work out like that.
And all these things, if the person forgets bittul, he's cooked.
Yeah, that's another problem. The Imre Yoshe says, Imre Yoshe says that in his makom, he didn't like the Eitz. Also, he says that in his makom, not everyone is mevatel. I don't know. Today, I would hope that everyone does a new bit, a second time a bit in the morning. But he didn't want to rely on this altogether. He brings in the Masham, and he said, don't rely on him, because anyway, who says you're going to do a bit later on? You're going to end up with mamish being cooked, right? Another Eitz is, and this is l'chayy, the best Eitz. So you have to just he has its other problems, but the best way is to sell everything to the guy Friday morning and make up with the guy. So to this end, I might want to use the chametz later on. Do me a favor, any chametz I plan on using later on, sell it back to me. Now, it could have its problems as well. There's a halacha in Ribbis, the Rambam holds, if I sell you something with a tanai, that the seller could retract the deal whenever he wants, it comes out that the mechir was never chal in the first place. But you can get around... Sorry?
Make
a second back. Even the Rambam's case was somewhere like that. I sell it to you and I say I can get it back whenever I want. So the R. Poiskin is a Nadi Behuda, there's a Chavistaz. R. Poiskin wanted to say that the Rambam would be moid if you say Lehejim. That's what you have to say, Lehejim. And that's time it doesn't work like that. But Lehejim is that it's yours now for good. It's yours. Just if I would like to make a new kinyan tomorrow, then when at the time of my new kinyan, then at the new kinyan, I'm going to be buying it back. But in the window, that means from today till tomorrow, it's still going to be yours.
I think we're both
against this.
Sorry?
Just sell it to him.
Good.
Also good.
Anytime that's a machava given Hilchos Rebbe. But only thing is that if you are going to be a Besukah Beis Inyan, it's not going to work. You have to start, tell the guy goodbye, call to him, then he was walking out and said, you know what, do me a favor. And let's say the guy at that point time decides not to go along with this deal. And I have no reason why he wouldn't. But if he does not want to go along with the deal, you're going to have a problem on your hands.
He says that even the government stores that sell chametz during things.
All right, well, that's a different shmur. I told you, we have a lot of shmur. That could be shir number three, that whole shmur with Rav Moshe, exactly, if it's muskum or it's a das yachid. All right. No. Once you got it back, and then Mazatel Kinyan has a Shalat Ribbis too. I'm not worried about Ribbis with the guy. I'm worried about that it was Mazatel the Kinyan, so there's no Kinyan. It undoes the whole Kinyan. Vivat, you have such a tonight, it undoes the whole Kinyan. But good, you make... How can you buy back on Shabbos? The Rav asked me then. I don't know. The Eitzuk, well, first of all, the Eitzuk Shalat that went to the Chubis war for all the Chomets that they're selling in the afternoon. So stuff that you buy in Shabbos could be, you have to know the Turks, through the Shabbos you might have a Divine Mitzvah, you might be able to do it in Oif and Heta. So you might have that Eitzah.
What would you do with half a piece of challah that's left?
Anywhere, what do we do with half a piece of challah that's left? No, maybe when you took the challah, you bought the whole challah back, and half a piece you have left over, that half a piece, you're going to have to figure out a different way to be mevaret, whatever.
Shabbos, it shouldn't be a problem because you know what challah I have. So that you don't have to say.
No, you could be, you want to be mishah, those few challahs is fine, but what about, you didn't eat up all your challah, so what about stam? Like I said, in the afternoon, you're going to have one of your kids nagging on you in the afternoon, and all you need at Erev Pesach is your five-year-old nagging you, you know, he wants cookies. And you say, well, we're kosher Pesach now, sonny. No, he wants cookies, that's it. So what do? You take out of the cabinet the cookies and you give it to me and put them on the porch, right? What? I'm saying, even, but that was done after the Zman HaMechira.
But I'm saying, no, but this ace, you're saying to buy it back.
Even that, you're going to have to buy back those cookies before you feed it to your son.
Before Shabbos.
And in Simba, it was done after the Mechira, so you're going to have to make up with the guy, it's right. Sold to him, because you have a schus, you want him to give you a shuk, to be able to buy any chametz back that you would like, and you'll deduct it from his cheshbon.
And it was mentioned, the question was, well, what about on Shabbos? So I'm just saying, for any chometz that's on Shabbos, that you have control.
Okay, fine. Good. When I take possession of the challah, I can have kinyan chotzer, kinyan hagbor, kinyan meshik, whatever kinyan. Okay, so that's what he has. So again, we'll go baif and het, we'll make a kinyan beheta on Shabbos for Dvar Mitzvah. I don't want to get into that. The maisa is all these eitzes, beds, and no matter how you slice it, you have to ask the rav which eitz he's going to use, if any. But no matter how you slice it, it's only going to work on the chometz you would like to still use after the mechira. But what happens if you'd like to buy your Shabbos after the mechira? You'd like to buy something after the mechira. That's already a davar shelo b'loilam. You can't sell something to the guy. The chometz I'm going to buy in the afternoon, that's not going to work. The chometz I'm going to buy in the afternoon that I leave over and I don't finish, that's zikha not going to work. It's a davar shelo b'loilam. So kumtois, this year you have to be very careful not the chalapach is not to buy anything after the mechira's chametz. That means after Friday morning, if your rav sells it Friday morning. And even the other way, if you want to still be mishtamish with the chametz, you better ask your rav to find out what he's doing, if you have a right, bechlal, to even be mishtamish with any chametz after Friday morning.
So if the store sells it to you in the afternoon, they're being overless neighbor then?
I don't know what they did. Why? Because you're buying?
You're saying because...
You're going to eat up the chametz. Why do you have to be choshish? You're not going to eat up the chametz. You can be over by your rav. You probably eat up the chametz. You're going to devour the chametz. And so, all right, this is what's Negea specifically for this year. It means only this year we have such interesante case that you have the Mechir's Chometz done 24 hours before it's supposed to be done, and you can be eating Chometz continuously afterwards. The Maisa, I want to talk about another case, which is Negea every year. It's maybe more Negea this year, but better Negea every year. And I'll give you the problem. The problem is like this. When do you go to the Rav to sell your chametz? You don't go to him Erev Pesach in the morning. He doesn't want you there. He has enough on his head. You go to him, he doesn't even have hours in. You go a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance, to Shchedesh Nissen tonight. Maybe he'll have hours already this week. So you come, let's talk tachlis. Tomorrow night, the Rav's open, business is open. You go over to him, you're mamanim, he's your shliach. Okay, he's now your mursha, if you know what a mursha is, even the shtar shah. He's your mursha to sell your chametz that you're going to have left over Erev Pesach. We have 2 weeks now to work with. During these 2 weeks, you didn't buy anything? You didn't buy any chametz in your house? Some people have a meaning not to buy matzah, so good. What about any other chametz? You've added a macaroni, bread, whatever it is. Any chametz you buy now, till Pesach, how is that chametz nichlal in the mechira that the Rav is going to do? Elam, are you going to tell me? Not a problem. Because the Rav only does the Mechira at the Pesach. By that time, you have all the Chomets in your possession. You're not buying anything after the Rav does the Mechira. Okay, but there's a halacha. The Gemara says in Nozif, if you would like to be Mekadosh Aisha, and you make a Shliach to be Mekadosh Aisha, that is right now an Eishes Ish, and she becomes, she's Megureshes after the Minei HaShlichus, and now the Shliach wants to be Mekadosh for you, the Gemara says it does not work. The Gemara knows that Yudbeiz, Amid Beiz, the Gemara says the Tam is Lamashi in the Shlicha Ella Bemusa de Mutzi Ovid Hashta. Bemusa de Loy Mutzi Ovid Le Hashta Lamashi in the Shliach. You can only make a Shliach, and that you have the ability, the Bailis, to make a Kinyan now. If you can make the Kinyan, so you can make a Shliach and trust it with that same power. But Vivai, you couldn't be Mekadosh right now because she's an Eishes Ish, then you cannot make someone a shliach to be mekadosh when she becomes a megareshes. That will not work. So you can't make a shliach on a davar shloi baloilam. So to here, you're being memana the rav shliach to sell all your chametz. Now your chametz you don't have right now in your possession. So you're being memana the rav. You're being memana him to make a shliach, to be a shliach to sell chametz that is a davar shloi baloilam. How is that minei hashliach is chal? Mamela, how is the whole mechira chal? Maybe Taki it isn't. I didn't say it is. But if you're relying on that, then look, I would assume not everybody waits to the last minute to sell the chametz. What's going to happen with all the chametz that they buy in between? You're going to have a problem that the shlichus was never chal, and he doesn't have the authority to sell the chametz on your behalf.
No, now, what I have now. Right
well, now, good, but for the next 2 weeks.
She's an anxious now. I think you can sell my chametz now.
The chametz that you have now, you can sell.
It's not going to serve the purpose I need.
I'm saying, but for the next 2 weeks, that's chametz. I have no problem with selling the chametz now. I'm talking about for the 2 weeks of chametz that you're going to buy for now.
And it'll be chal on what I have now.
I have no problem. I have no problem. You can be chal now, and your chametz that you have now will be chal. I have no problem with that. I'm talking about all the chametz that you buy in the next 2 weeks. You bought another loaf of bread, two loaves of bread, pizza, whatever you bought in between, another box of macaroni, all the chametz that you purchased in between, what are you going to do? You're going to keep cheshen. Or that box of macaroni I bought after the mechiras chametz, I have to burn that. I haven't seen anyone who keeps cheshen what he buys after he was maman of the rav, what he did before he was maman of the rav, and make sure to be mavar all the chametz after he was maman of the rav. The answer would be is to make sure to go to the Rav the last minute. But people don't do that. So what?
No,
the God over there, you were making a shliach for a lot of women, God, and you're making a shliach. And I don't want to go into the Gemara, but you can't make a shliach on something. It will not be chal. It doesn't have the authority to be mekadosh and nish on your behalf. Those noshim that b'shas the mini shliach is what
be'isa. Right, but then he can't be a shliach.
I want even I want him to be do it later on. I don't care. Let him be mekadosh nish the kishu yigarish.
Reuven, the Rav, is a shliach for Reuven.
For one set of chametz, and for the other set of chametz, he cannot be chal.
The person doesn't make a shliach now for something that he's not
negated
to.
Not negated to, he doesn't know.
Maybe the pshat is not the person. I can't make Reuven my shliach for later if he can't be for now. Oh, but if I can make Reuven now a shliach for me and add to
it. You only can be a shliach for this chametz. You can't be a shliach for that chametz. Just like the Gemara, you only can be a shliach for these noshim, and you can't be a shliach for those noshim. He is my shliach in the Gemara for a lot of noshim, just not for this one. I was in the Kaddish and for that new box of macaroni, totally not. He is not a shliach on that new box of macaroni. He can't be. No, the shliach is on the items. These items, yes, and those items, no. These women, yes, and those women, no. It's on the mensch. Oh, there too, he's a shliach on the mensch to be mekadosh, to be a husband. No, he's only on these women, yes, and those women, not. So too, these macaronis, yes, and those macaronis, no. So how it's going to work? We're going to discuss. It's Mavur and Taisis over there that even something which is the yod that you cannot make a shliach on right now if it's a loy bo loylam. I'll get to it in a minute. What agav? No, but his shlichus is not a good shlichus. So he has no right to sell anything of this chametz, which is a loy bo loylam. But even if he sells the land, but later on he's not my shliach to sell this new chametz. The ma'aseh is this shaila is not a new shaila. I'm not the one who invented the shaila. There was a dayan in the times of the big dayesha. He lived over 160 years ago. He already brings down in the Shuvah Sefer that a dayan asked him this shaila, that based on this gemara, how is it going to work? L'chol, you have a problem. You're being l'mana a shliach Yivimah Neshliach and Adav Shalav Olalam. It's the end of Simin Dalet in the Big Day Yesha. And it's not just a Big Day Yesha, it's a Tshuvah Tzemach Tzedek. It's a lot of Tshuvahs on it, and I'll discuss some of the Terutzim. That was his Shaila. How is it going to work? And the Big Day Yesha was masking to him that Be'etzim it's not going to work. The Shlichas will not work, and Ataka not Bichal, and you should go back to the Rav, Erev Yontif, right before the Mechira, and tell the Rav, you know, on this box of macaroni too, you now are my Shliach to sell the macaroni. It's not so practical because you have 300 people calling.
A new Kenyan, right?
A new Shlichas. But the problem is not so practical. You have 300 people calling the Rav on Erev Yontif in the morning, telling him that he's a new Shliach on all the extra boxes of macaroni. Now, the Big Day Yesha himself agrees with the Dayan, because he says Bidiyevit. He says that the Bidiyevit and the person should go to the Rav.
But Bidiyevit, even if you didn't go back to the Rav could tell the Chameis on your behalf, Shlo Bidiyavcha Midin Zechiyah. Zachen Ladim Shalai Bevonav.
That someone entrusted, he had a pekodin of chometz by somebody else, and he wasn't picking up his pekodin, and it's already Erev Pesach, it's getting closer and closer to the Zman Issa, doesn't know what to do, he's going to the Rav, what should he do? He's now has a pekodin of chometz, in a few hours it's going to be Issa. So Gemara says, wait till the last hour, and at that last hour, then you could sell the chometz. And you're going to sell it, even though the Balaam are not aware that you're selling their chometz. A lot of the poskim can say the way it works is midin zchiyah. It works midin zchiyah with that schus that you have, shaloi b'fanav, you could, it's a tzeva for him. He doesn't want to be over nisa, he doesn't want to have his chametz being nasa. It's a tzeva for him, so you're allowed to sell the chametz on his behalf, even though it's shaloi b'idiyosai. So to here he says, those people who forget to read memana the rav in the morning, the rav could have in zinin, if the mixture your Rav has the zinin. The Rav Gavin zinin, they're going to sell all that chometz too, midin zechia. Now, it's chiz metam shlichas, or work with our zechia, won't work with our shlichas, or work with our zechia. If he was only a shliach, and he didn't have a mind to do a zechia as well, then the shlich was his mugbal, so he didn't do it on that chometz as well. He says that the Bezin then should have a mind that they want to sell to those that chametz too. So maybe that's enough. That means he has a mind that chametz too, even if it's... It doesn't just say all chametz, because it has its other problems of the Davashin and Messiah, and then I go into that, Riki Vega, Mekar Chaim. You will see, it doesn't just say all chametz. It has lists of items, but good. It's Koyla this as well. Good. So comes out of work midin chia. We're gonna get to it. Let me first bring it out. The God is not bad to Moschus anyway, but we're gonna get out of it anyway. The Maisa is like this. The Toisus over there, already on the Gemara, has a problem. Frek Toisus is the following Shaila. If you see that you can't be Mamana Shliach on something which is not B'olim right now to do, how Gevemach, he says, everyone what they do is they have a Mesheresis in the Bayis. I guess Yiddish Mesheresim, you'll see you in a minute. And you leave in the morning, and you tell the Mesheresis, make challah today, and she right now it's only flour, and she makes challah, and you tell her to be mafish the challah as well, and she's mafish the challah, and you come home, and you have baked challah. Fractoid says, at the time that you left the house in the morning, and you told her to make the challah, it's only kemach. You can't be mafish challah on kemach. I mean, the kemach is not dough, so there's no challah on it. Then a minute, whatever, an hour later, she now has dough to make challah, but that was loy ba lo oilam when you were mamana to be mafish challah. Fractoid says, how is her freshest challah work? It's a dovish lo ba oilam when you were mamana to be mafish that challah. So Taisa gets out of it a zaitik away. It's not for now. But you see in Taisis, and it's a Taisis that actually spells it out, that even though it's biyodoi to make the challah, you could easily just mix the water and make your dough yourself. Nevertheless, Taisa holds that still a chesaron, that you cannot be maman or shliach if it's a loy b'loilam, even though it's biyodoi to become loilam, but since it's right now not b'loilam, you can't be maman or shliach. Mm-hmm. That's what Taisa says. Frek the ksais, beautiful ksais, a bevusta ksais, but here's his raya. He has other raya, but this is a powerful raya. He says that, okay, dam yachar won't work mitam shlichis, but let it work mitam zechiyah. I told her an hour before that I want you to be mafish challah. You'd be doing me the greatest taiva if you'd be mafish the challah for me. So you know that she really wants the challah to be mafish, right? It's a taiva for her. It's a schus for her. Fractic choice, let it work mitam zechiyah, zochen l'adam shalai b'fonav. And for the choice, a beautiful yisoid. Zochen li'adam shalai b'fonav aminan. Zochen mi'adam lo'yaminan. Every time the Gemara says Zakon Lamech Levon is when you're bringing something more into the possession of the Bailam. Shalei Befana, being Zeicha Mitzias, whatever it is. I'm being Zeicha things on her behalf, a get, whatever it is. I'm being Zeicha things for the person. But to have a schus and to take something away from the person, that you can't do. Zakon La'odim Amrinan, Zakon Mi Odim Loy Amrinan. And that's him. The Kseis brings this raya from the other Rishonim as well. I believe it's an Arzuru. The Arzuru says the same thing, that you cannot be Zeichel Mi Adam Shalavana. We're going to have carbon Pesach, and the guy Chulil is going to forget to do a carbon Pesach, and you want to be Zeichel someone into carbon Pesach. The Arzuru says it's not going to work, because Zachon Lo Adam Amin and Zach Mi Adam Lo Yamin. That's Arzuru. But the Maisa is, Lagabit Ekseis, where you come out is, Zachin Lo Adam Amin, Zachin Mi Adam Lo Yamin. You can't be Mafish Chala, Shaloi Mi Daitai. So too, you cannot sell Chomit Shaloi Mi Daitai. That is Zachin Mi Adam. I'm not denying that it's a great schus for the Bailam, but Zachin Mi Adam Lo Yamin. So Loite Ekseis, it's not going to work.
I think
so. Everyone asks on the Kseis and the Gemara and Psachim, and the Afishin and the Terutzim. One teretz is the Imri Bina, and the Imri Bina's teretz is that there was a Shema, and the Shema has the right to sell it when the need should arise. That's when you entrust the Shema, you empower him to do anything to be matzal yachavit. But here, when it's not talking about regular shemim, zok tzei zochin mi adam lo yaminet. So it's going to come back here. How is it going to work? And mechias comes. The big day Yeshua says a nice teretz that's midin tzchia, but apparently he doesn't stem with the tzei. It's zochin lo adam yaminet, zochin mi adam lo yaminet. That's him. He doesn't stem with tzei's. Over there could be mitad a shemim. A shemim was entrusted, and it's also a shemim was entrusted on the item, so you can make him a shliach. But mishares it's a dadav shaloi b'lo elam yet. So even if she would be a shemim, a shame that it would not work, because you cannot empower somebody, give them the authority to sell something that's a loy b'loylam. So the atom is what to do. What are you going to do with the taisis? The taisis is against the big dayesha. He has a very nice plan. He knew the gemara, and he said, "Oh, no problem. We didn't zchir. What happened to the taisis of and on that had the same problem with challah and didn't think of zchir? What happened to zchir by taisis?"
So
you have to be makna. I disagree. The Chazanish might say something like that to interrupt the Gemara Mtsachim for the Kseis. I disagree. Lechay, you need a das makna to take something out of his rishus, and it's zochin mi adam. It's zochin mi adam, ula adam. You're taking a chavit out and money in, but you're taking something away from him, and zochin mi adam lo yamina. Sorry? Who says by chala it's a schos? Okay, we'll get to it in a second. One second.
Because what's the choice? If the
roi
doesn't sell it, it becomes
also
anyway.
But zochin mi adam la'minan. If you want to say it, London, I think the Be'er Yitzchak touch that the reason why schir works, because in every schir you always have the other person's das makna. So you have das aches makna plus your schir works. When Mele talk to Be'er Yitzchak, zochin mi adam doesn't pass, because where's your das makna? You're trying to be zochin, very nice, but you don't have the das makna. So zochin mi adam lo yaminan. Very good. I hear. Okay, glad that it's not so posh. It's not like it's Ashen Toises. But Hefke might even have that. It's a Michelin Balak. I don't want to get into it. But, all right, but it's a good question. Good. So what is the Big Dayesha going to do with Toises? So I'll give you two terutzim in how to be Miyash of Toises. Two terutzim that are in the Achronim. One teretz is a Be'er Yitzchak and Achiezer's teretz. Be'er Yitzchak and Achiezer says, no, you don't have a right from Toises. We all really Zochin Miyodim Amin and not like the Toises. Why Bechal is different? Bechal is different because she made her a shliach. There's a Tais in Kedushin, Tais in Gittin says that if you want to go to Al-Tzlichi and you make a shliach, you even make it worse. If you make somebody a shliach to do something, then it can't go to Al-Tzlichi. And if the shliach doesn't work, nothing works. And Tais is talking about, you told Mishreth to be mafish chalas, so you're being mitzavah to do it. It means inherently that's a tzivah of shlichas. That's inherently a tzivah of a shlichas. So if you have a tzivah of a shlichas, then you can't go out the chiyah. If the shlichus doesn't work, it doesn't work out the chiyah. So bishloima, if you never told the Rav to sell the chomet that you're going to buy later on, so then the big yeshus eitzah is a very geshmak eitzah. Let his own forgot and got chomet, it's a very good eitzah. But now we became a little frumma in our shtaris. A lot of rabbanim already have shtaris that we already tell the Rav that you should sell even the chomet that are going to get him to my rishus before Pesach. So now you're being mitzavim, and that inherently is a din shlichus. So if it doesn't work out shlichus, it's not going to work out zechiyah either. So the eighth of the big day yesher won't work with these shtaris that we tell the Rav to sell even the stuff later on. If you wouldn't have it in the shtar, maybe it would be better. But now that we have it in the shtar, we're telling the Rav that he should be my shlich, my mursha, to sell the chametz, even that that I bought yefta biminoi, and if that doesn't work, it can't work out zechiyah either. That's one eitzah, but it doesn't work today. Another eitzah is from the Yad David. Others as well. It's mitzvah like in the Achezah. I don't know in the same tshuva of the Achezah why he didn't use this eitzah, but he says it anyway. The Achezah says, and the Yad David say, but over there, what was the schutz for the person to be mafresh challah? It really wasn't a schutz. She'll come home later on in the day, so she won't have hot, warm challah. She'll have the challah later on. What's the grace of schutz? Teretz is, it's a schutz because she was megala das an hour ago. She told you, as I forget, be mafresh the challah. And she wants you to be mafresh the challah. So he says like this, in order to have a din tchia, zoch and lodim, has to be anan sahadi. So in that case, 90% she wants to be mafresh. Maybe she had charata, she changed her mind, she wants to do the mitzvah herself, whatever, she doesn't rely on you to be mafresh chala, whatever cheshven is up, but you don't have a vadoyis, anan sahadi, that's musay, it's not inherent anan sahadi that she wants to be mafresh chala. It's only because she told you an hour ago. That's the araya is that even though you told me an hour ago, maybe now you had charata. It's mavul like that in other gemaras. Maybe you had charata. You don't have a real anan sahadi. So in that case, it doesn't work, Zechiyah. My Shein Kane, you're going to tell me about Chometz B'Pesach over there. In another hour, it's going to be also by Yira. There you have a Mamish Anan Tzadi, like the Mam Sakam's case. You Mamish have Anan Tzadi. So there's Dr. Digda Yesha. Maybe I was his child to get out of Toy. He said that very geschmack. It was going to work because it worked me didn't Zechiyah. Taki, he argues with the Kseis. Well, Zach Miyadam. I Toy. He says it wasn't a real Zechiyah because it wasn't Anan Tzadi. My Shein Kane, in the case of Chometz B'Pesach, that in another hour, it's going to be Chometz Gom. It's going to be by Yira. You have Anan Tzadi Gom. You want this rub to sell the chametz. You're not selling it by anybody else. You want this rub to sell your chametz. That's why he said at the beginning that this year it's going to be even more problematic. Because Bishlam, every year, in another hour, it's going to be also Zichi of Anan Sadi. You want the rub to sell it. But this year, the rub selling it 25 hours in advance. You can have the whole afternoon, the whole night, the whole next morning. You don't have Anan Sadi. All you're left with is the Gilei Das. I told the Rav, sell all my chametz. Very nice. That you already have in place of the Gilei Das be mafresh tachala. And nevertheless, we're choishish in that 1 hour, the person might have had the charot and changed his mind. Well, in these 2 weeks, from the time you told the Rav to sell your chametz till he actually sells it, you might have had charot. So you don't have Anan Sadi. Even if you didn't have a charot, it won't work because you're missing the Anan Sadi now, so it can't work out the chia. Because you don't have a non Saturday, you're going to want it because you might want to still use the chametz all afternoon. I'm not sure what the minig is. I said, go ask your Rav. Go ask your Rav when he sells your chametz. I'm not sure what the minig is.
Somebody comes to the Rav to sell, he doesn't come back and say, you know, Rabbi, I found somebody better, or I want to go do it myself.
But who says that he wants you to sell even the new chametz that he bought? What happens if he bought Shabbos? He bought food for Shabbos, okay? And was after he was Mamana the Rav. So you're going to tell me, I didn't go to any other Rav. I didn't go to any Rav because I planned on eating that food for Shabbos, right? I don't want it to be part of the Mechira. I bought a special treat for my son. I bought him a whole box of cookies to park him on the porch in the backyard that he should not disturb me for 3 hours there of Yontif in the afternoon. You're going to tell me, I bought the chametz. I didn't tell the Rav it's Bukhav. I don't want it to be Bukhav the Mechira. How do you know? Right. So that what we had before, like Gary Dobbit, right? So I'm just saying here, it's something that took place after the Mechira. So how do you know that there's an Ansadi? Maybe you had Karato, maybe it wasn't Bechalal altogether. You don't want this to be part of the Chumash in the middle. It's not going to work.
We said before, you can't make a Shliach on Dovah Shliach Aloilo. That's when you make a Shliach now for something later?
Correct. You're making a Shliach now to sell something that I will take possession tomorrow.
How about if I say it this way? No, I'm not making you a shliach now. My deal with you is that you should become my shliach later.
That's dumb call, so I don't know if they can have a meaning on the altar. But anyway, the whole svar of the Gemara is the lomati mash shliach. So you couldn't make that shliach either. Vivai tinan am tayot to do it now. You wouldn't be able to make a shliach to be chal in a week from now on something that you can't do now either. Lomati mash shliach. All right, it's getting late.
I'm here just before Shabbat.
then
still, but no, there's no Anan Tzadik. So what? But maybe I don't want it to be part of the Mechira. Maybe I plan on eating it Friday night. Maybe I plan on eating it Shabbos morning. I don't want it to be part of the Mechira. So you're not doing me a schos. So you're lacking the schos. So mainly, lo mi boy God of the Ksayis and the Mekevis and Mishnah. A lot of people hold Zochem Yodim lo Yaminan. But a few of you tell me Zochem Yodim, you would say, look, you're not going to have it. A, you made a Shliach, so you're not made a Kalya. And second of all, this year, you're not going to have this Eitzah. The Eitzah to get around these two problems would be if to tinker with the Lashon Hashtar and to tell the Rav the Mamanim HaShah on the Chometz that you have and all the Chometz that you plan on buying from now to Pesach, you want it to work either Midin Shlichus or Midin Zchiyah, whichever way it works, Kavishma Galya. So now you're not negating Zechiyah, you're saying that you would want it to work out Zechiyah as well. And you also should like too as well, that until the Rav hears from you otherwise, your das is betokfei that you want the Rav to sell all chometz that you're going to buy until he hears otherwise. And if he doesn't hear otherwise, he could assume, and that is still your das. So A, that might work to take away that you didn't have charata because you didn't notify the Rav. And B, you'll have this Eitzah mitzad, you'll have to do the Zechiyah because you didn't negate it by making him a Shliach as well because you told him he should be a Shliach or Zechiyah.
Well, because it's an hour before.
And what happens to the stuff you're going to eat on Shabbos?
The reason why they say it's not as chutz is because they say that you maybe had charata. Even though you had a gili das an hour ago, you might have had charata. But Levite, you're telling the Rav that if you don't hear from me, you know for sure I didn't have charata, so now it's still as chutz. He knows you want to sell your chametz, even the chametz that you purchased later on.
What happens to the stuff you eat on Shabbos, though, if you make such a...
You'll have to tell the Rav, except for the six bilkalot that you plan on saving for Shabbos.
So when do you tell him that? When you make...
Right now, when you're mamanim.
Advance,
whatever it is,
what you're going to have.
Okay, so it's not such a great answer, I hear, but that Lechayah could get out. Although you have another problem is that they didn't discuss is Viva, you're going with Din Zchiyah. I have another problem. One of the Kenyanim we do is Adisa, like I mentioned before. I don't believe you can do Adisa with Din Zchiyah. Adisa has to be Ados Baldim Kmeidin. I mean, it's like a, if you're not the Baldin, you're only trying to do a Zechiyah for me, I don't believe you could have a Kinyan Odisa. I'd rather not get into it now, but it's definitely not Poshet. So you'd be losing, even within Zechiyah, you'd be losing one of the Kinyanim that they use. Okay, let me, now, on this Kasha Betzim, on this problem, how is it going to work? Does it work for Chalal? A lot of Tshuvas are bothered by it. And different Tshuvas give different ages. There must be maybe 10 Terutim set to this Kasha. I'll be honest with you, none of them are great. I'm going to share with Olam two more Terutim, the best of the bunch. But they're not great. We'll see, we'll work it out. One Teret is the Einig Yontif. He started off the Teruvim, he said, what's the problem? Okay, so go tell the Rav that they... Einig Hanami told the Rav later on if he gotten any new chametz. Then he realized, he says, like, when he get, I don't know, he says he got older, I don't know, he thought into it more, he realized not so practical, so he's going to have to call Goizim to figure out an Eitzah. This is the only, and this Eitzah is, like I said, one of the best Eitzahs. And you'll see how Goyimish it is. It's a Gavaldic Eitzah. Ready for this one? It's also not Muslim. But the Eitzah is the following. There's a halacha, the Gemara says, if you makne a Dovah Shaloi B'Loilam, I want to go over to you and I want to tell you a Dovah Shaloi B'Loilam. You can't be makne a Dovah Shaloi B'Loilam. But when it's L'Kashiyava L'Oilam, when it comes in the Oilam, there the Gemara says that if the other party, if the buyer was toughest, Shamit v'achel, he already ate it. Maybe he doesn't even need eating as long as he made a ma'isekinin on it. If he took possession of it, and you know about it, and he took possession of it, and you weren't moicha, the shtika is k'mechila or k'akno, however you want to word it. It lies at that point you made a new akno with him. Why? Because we have a svar, the lekim bem nusay. We know, and that's Adi, that if you gave your word, you're selling him the thing, so, yeah, even though, okay, the kinyan wasn't chal, but you're a piece of dirt, if you back out, you're not going to look good, you're not trustworthy, you're not lekim bem nusay. So therefore, you really want, your das is, that should the buyer take possession of it in front of you, you will gomer, believe it, and you will makne it full-heartedly, you want him to be coined. We have anan sahadi, because the lekim bem nusay. You want to be trustworthy, you want people to call you a liar, call you a ganef. You want to go through with the deal. Now, may let's tell you the gant of the following. You went over to the Rav and you told him to sell all your chametz in your chametz room. All the chametz that's found there. One of the boxes of macaroni with the chametz that you bought after the minyan Rav. Okay. The Rav goes ahead and tells the guy that all the chametz in the room is going to be nikna to you. And one of the things that the Rav also does, he makes chiris on the makam. He wants to get other, he wants to get chutz, he wants to get agav, other kinyanim he does. So at the end of the day, after the mechira, it ends up that your chametz is now lying in the goyiz rishos. That's the tfisa. He just did a maisa tfisa on this chametz too. It's now sitting in his rishos, and you know that you have this back from that that's now sitting in his rishos, And you're not being meicha, you're being shasak, and you maftich that you're selling that back some macaroni too. So belive like you were selling a davar shloi belaylam, and you were shasak. So it's al tzalekim ben nusay, and he was tafas. Al tzalekim ben nusay, Yizikha wanted to go through with the deal. So kumtay, that's when the guy is being koinia back some macaroni. If he takes possession of the chotza underneath the back of macaroni, then he makes a maisa tfi. That is the maisa tfis on the back of chametz. And now with that, he now has a lake of Mamnusay, and now the kinyan works.
I thought lake of Mamnusay.
That's not the Vodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodavodav
that he's selling on your behalf everything, and the goy believes him. So at that point, there's a lake of Ben Nusay, and there is the tefisa. This is the Einig Yontif's answer to this problem. And he has, one second, let me just, we have a few minutes left, let me just, I have another test to give, let me just work through this. And he has a problem with this answer as well. He says, Piedua Chotzer is mitam shlichus, and ein shlichus la'akam, and the gevistu machloikis ha'poiskim, if chotzer works for a guy. Maybe only a yid has a kinyan chotzer, a guy doesn't have a kinyan chotzer. One of the kinyanim that we use is kinyan chotzer, but it's a machloikis ha'poiskim, so we don't rely on kinyan chotzer alone. So he says, in order for this to work, we have to hold of kinyan chotzer, that will bribe the tvisa. But vivai kinyan chotzer will not work for a guy, because chotzer mitam shlichus, ein shlichus la'akam. He said, this eitz is not going to work either, and therefore it's finished. He ends off the tshuva, there's no eitz. That's it. He has no eitz for you. His other eitz, a backward eitz, it's not, you're not going to want to do it. Your rav's not going to want to. He says you should be makhtar everything to the rav. He did this, and the rav is a yid, so he'll have chotzer, and then the rav should now be makhtar everything to the goy. But I'm telling you, your rav is not going to want to be kind of more of your chomet and rely on this hatamachi, even though he does the hatamachi, he's not going to want to rely on it. So, you don't have, at the end of the day, Onion Yant is left off that it's a problem. He doesn't have an eitzah. This is his best shot. And he said, and it's a god from the Paiskim, this is the one of the best shots. And he says, you still have a problem of Ein Chotzer La'akam. Now, there are other problems with this Onion Yant. If you have a Divrei Malkiel that has a problem, that how does Lekem Yamnusi start? Lekem Yamnusi means, if I tell you, you have my word, I am selling you this, I'm telling you this davar shel lo b'olaylam, so in the kishiyav b'olaylam, I gave you my word, I'm not going to go back on my word. But here, I told my shliach, the shliach doesn't care if I go back on my word, I'm not promising him anything. Elamai to the guy, I never spoke to the guy, my shliach spoke to him, he's not even my shliach, a friend who spoke to my guy, he's my shliach on some chomet, the other chomet he's not my shliach, he's unauthorized, he misrepresented me, I never told the guy that he has a right to buy that chomet. So where does the whole Lekem Ben Nusay stop? I told him on the chomet that have very good, but on the chomet that I'm going to get after the mini shlichus, he's not my shliach. So I didn't tell if the guy's going to come with you, you're a liar. I didn't lie. Go tell him that the rub's a liar. I'm not a liar. I never made him my shliach for this chomet either. So where does the whole Lekem Ben Nusay start off? That's one kasha on the Einig Yontif's problem. Besides the problem of chomet.
I don't think you say Lekem Nusay to a guy. I think I only say it to you.
That's not so posh.
What the guy thinks about you.
That's not so posh. It's a shiloh amongst the akhonim.
No, I'm saying that's the shiloh.
It's a shiloh amongst the posh. It's not so posh.
That's what I'm saying. So that makes another suffix in the whole
thing. All right. This is it. So at the end of the day, Einig Yontif leaves you hanging. He doesn't have an eitzah for you. The Tzemach Tzedek, who asked the kasha, he gave three eitzahs. Two eitzahs is to argue with Tosis. Kala Kavod. And the third eitzah is Midin Zchia, like the Digda Yesha, which we said we're going to have a problem that Midin Zchia doesn't work, like Taisa has by Chala Mishra said, you're going to have a problem now. So glad I think the Temer Tzad tries to prevent it, and that's why he says, like the similar eitzah I gave you before, is he says you should tell the Rav that he should be a Shlich or Midin Zchia. Kilo, like that's how he tries to get out of it. Lukhara. The last eitzah I want to share with the Eilim is an eitzah of the Divrei Malkiel himself. He has the following kasha. He says that the Gemara says that you can let a hire a poel to be malakit mitzias. I'm hiring a poel to collect mitzias for me. Now those mitzias are davar shel lo b'olaylam, who said they've been lost yet, who said they're going to be benimta. He says, how does the mini shlichus work for this poel to collect mitzias for me? How does the whole pool, and it says that whatever he picks up automatically belongs to me, at Balkiyah Balabayas. How does the dim poel work? So he says, Al-Kalchuk, you see, that a person could be mishabit himself on the Dovah Shalab Al-Elam. I'll explain what I mean. We have a concept that you're never be makned of a shulavolayim. But if I want to be mishabed my nechassim, that will come l'shusi for a certain debt as collateral, that's fine. I do it all the time in shtar. We do the acne. Right, not only the stuff that I already own, even the stuff that I will own, you could be mishabed yourself with those nechassim that you will buy. What's the chilek? Why could you be? Can't you be makned adav shalom and you could be mishabed adav shalom? Simple chilek is the makned shalom is on the chayfet. You can't be makned on something that's like baloylam. But shenke the shibud is on you. You're mishabed to pay back even with these nechassim. You
Okay, so
if you learn like that, so kumto is by poils like the different makil, you have the same cheshbon that the poil who's boilam, the poil is mishabin himself to work for you even tomorrow when he picks up tomorrow's nitzia. So he's a poil and he wouldn't be able to be choizef nafa nu din a poyoch lak to bechatzei yoyim because when he picks up, he's picking up for you is yad poyok yad balabais. Memel is like the different makil, same thing with the rav. You go over to the rav, he's your poil. Now, once you can make him a pearl, once he's a pearl, he has the right to sell even a double that was after the mini ashlichus. Memelo, he has no problem. That's just like you see from the Gemara that a pearl could collect metzias and could be your shliach, and it works. Yad pearl kiyad balabayis. So, to the rav who's your pearl, will be able to have the koyak to sell even the chametz that's going to bar l'shuscha after the mini ashlichus. Now, l'chayo, it's a shtekel shreya because his only raya was that you see that the pearl is a pearl. But you don't have a raya on the etzem makinen. The reason why by metzias at work, that could go throughout al zechia. You might have a problem chav lachem. We have other aces. You could have maybe the din yad pol ki abal bayis takes care of that as well. But to tell me that I can make a pearl, and now he could be my pearl and be makna things of mine, a din makna on a davar shalom, it means may adam, that lachem you don't have a raya from the Gemara. Another problem is that the whole test of divrei makil is geboit on the fact that the rav is your pearl. So, A, now we know why we pay the Rav to do Mechias Chametz. But two, you have to think, when you're giving the Rav the money, you are now my pearl, and for a lousy $50, the Rav is now your pearl. You just made the Rav your pearl. Can you imagine? The Rav wants to be your pearl, that's all he needs. You want him to be your pearl for $50. That's why you speak to your Rav about it. I'm not sure that he has in mind to be your pearl. I'm not sure that you have in mind that he should be your pearl. And I don't think that it's maybe so lechvoidai to be your pearl. For, you give him $5,000, I hear it, now we're talking. Give him $50, all of a sudden, $5,000 yeshiva, Rav Blech's your pearl. It sounds a little bit muzar to me, but intent to lend again, good, but you have to have in mind that he is your pearl, and he has to have in mind that he is your pearl. He's doing the b'tayis pula, and then with pula, then you'll have the divrei malkiel zaita. Sorry for shodava. Sorry? Why not? He's working for you on your chametz. He's working for him. He moonlights. He does your chametz. He does your chametz. He does everyone's chametz. Everyone pays him. He'll be a pearl. He's a free agent. He'll be a pearl for everybody. So at the end of the day, there is no clear eitzah how the mechir is going to work on something that you are koine after the mini ashlichus. Whatever eitzah that they give is not muskum. Besides, they are chidushim, and they have their problems. And what I shared with the Yerlim were the best terutim. I can bore you and keep you another 2 hours with the not-so-good terutim. There is no solid teretz at the end of the day. Sorry?
How did you call the Rav?
No, that's the only answer. That's the answer I want.
Oh, you don't have to go
there. Correct. Yeah, you call the Rav Erev Pesach in the morning. I'm going to hear from Rosh Hashem now. You call him in the morning, and you tell him, by the way, that box and that gun, I want to be included. Well, anything I bought since I...
All the kinyonim that they make,
but that's only the rafka, the most of the din arshah you do betzim is not needed make adin. So you're right. You felt in that at the maila, maybe you felt in odisa because could be shlik into odisa unless he's a musha. You have other in a you might be lacking somewhere. The eitzah would be is not to buy anything after, or eat everything you buy, or not to buy anything after you mamana the rav. And if you plan on buying something, the eitzah is maybe to be ma'achad the mini shligas. Don't go the first night and be yayeking. Go the first night the rav's open shop. Maybe wait for the second week, the week before you enter. Maybe then you'll have a little more planning.
Good enough to write a letter.
Mamana shliach. I don't know. I hear. Why you want a letter better than the phone?
Because
Drop in his mailbox.
And at that, and he saw it, and he was mamuna. All you think Erev Pesach in the morning, he's reading letters in the mailbox. Okay, good. Kolakvod that you have that kavan in your heart. At the end of the day, the bottom line is, it's not so poshut at all. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just telling you that if you have the minig to do it, because then I continue doing it, whatever you want. But if you don't have the minig to do it, I would think twice before doing it. I would think twice exactly how to set yourself up that you don't run into these problems, because there is no real eitzah to get out of this problem. All right, a good work, a kakosha v'sinek.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.